We hear Jesus in Jerusalem. He is there, as we touched upon last week. Jesus, during his first year of public ministry, goes down for the Passover to Jerusalem. It's about 30 AD, April 6th. That's, if you look at the calendar, that's when Passover was in 30 AD, around that time, April 6th. So he's there, and remember last week we heard how he had kicked those in the temple out of the temple area, the money changers, those who were sort of basically turning his house, Jesus' father's house, into a marketplace. And then after that, he works various signs, and it seems that people come to believe, are coming more to believe in him, and then he says, it says in the gospel, that he did not trust them at that point because he knew human nature well. He knew the human condition well. And then if you read the gospel, it continues that evening then, Nicodemus, he's a Pharisee, he comes to Jesus at night. You know, he doesn't want to necessarily be seen by other Pharisees because, again, the Pharisees don't necessarily like Jesus. Jesus is a threat to them. So Nicodemus comes at night. And so Nicodemus acknowledges, he says basically, Jesus, you must be God, because God, someone other than God can't work and do the things that you're doing. And Jesus, basically, he says to him, amen, amen, I say to you, one cannot see the kingdom of God unless one is born from above. And of course, Nicodemus, he doesn't understand what that means. And then Jesus says this, he says this again, amen, amen, I say to you, one cannot come into or enter the kingdom of God unless one is born of water and the Spirit. Nicodemus is still sort of struggling with this. Understandable. I mean, this is kind of new. And the third time Jesus says, amen, amen, we have come to testify, basically, to the truth. We, what is we? You know, it's almost like Jesus is speaking as the Trinity. Three persons. Remember, where one of the persons is, all three are, in a sense, there. Jesus says, we have come to testify, and people have not, they're not believing. And then that brings us into today's gospel, where Jesus says that the Son of God has not come to condemn the world, but to save the world because of the love of God, sent his Son to save the world, not to condemn it. And then Jesus talks about how he goes and says that people have to come to believe in the truth. They have to see the light. And he continues, but people haven't chosen the light. They've chosen darkness. So it's interesting that he then refers to that, because if we think about the human condition, when Adam and Eve were created, they were created enlightened by God. God was with them. When they fell, the intellect was darkened. Their will was darkened. They had a harder time to choose the good. So this is the reality of the human condition. And you think about it, as it says in the gospel, people prefer darkness to light. Well, this is what happens, when sin is darkness, turning away from the Lord, choosing that which isn't good. That's easy to do. It's easy. That's kind of, we have a tendency to do that. Maybe take the easy way out. We think it's easier. It actually is not. When we get stuck and we sin, and then when we sin, it's easier to do that same thing, the same sin again. This is the thing, some people say, well, I want to experiment with this sin, or, I want to just do this. No, we don't. We don't want to do that, because this is the human condition. If we sin, it's going to be a lot harder not to sin in that way again. So we want to avoid sin if we can. And then it talks about how that if one is in sin, the wicked deeds that they have, it's almost like they're attracted to that, and it's hard to get out. And the tendency is to stay hidden. Who wants to show each other, you know, what we've done that's wrong? It's kind of, we're when we sin, it's kind of like we're shamed. You know, we feel shame, we feel guilt. That's a good thing, to feel shame and guilt, because that shame and guilt should move us to repentance, to come to the Lord. You know, way back when Adam and Eve sinned, what did they do? They went and hid. Where are you when God was looking for him? Where are you? Where are you? You know, so sin, we kind of hide. We don't want anybody to see. We kind of maybe pull back. You know, and that's not a good thing. Because what we want to do is, when we do sin, obviously, is to come to the light. Okay, to ask the Lord for forgiveness. Lord, help me, forgive me. Right away, you know, when we sin. Don't get discouraged or frustrated. I mean, that can happen. But right away, turn back to the Lord. You try to learn and grow from what we've experienced in our sin, but then turn back to the Lord. Okay, Lord, help me. I'm sorry. Forgive me. I don't want to do that again. So right away, we don't want to bask in our sin. This is what can happen. The more that one stays in sin and doesn't come to repentance, come back to the Lord, the more difficult it is to get out of it. And the more tendency is that one's going to continue in that. You know, that's the thing. If we're sinning, but we're actually, you know, coming back to the Lord and asking for forgiveness, if we're at least maintaining, hopefully we get better, but at least if we're maintaining, you know, we're not doing more sin, that's in a certain sense, a victory, you know. To not sin more often or more profoundly. But then, you know, to curb it, you know, it's like, so that's why you want to return right to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Don't get discouraged or frustrated. That's why it's so important, you know, certainly every day to examine our conscience. But have a regular schedule of confession. You know, it's like, I'm going to go every month to confession. You know, it's like, that's a good practice. You know, regular confession. Because that helps us to, with God's grace, to not sin again, certainly. And it helps us to examine our lives. It helps us to come into the light, to expose those things in our lives which, well, we're kind of not necessarily too pleased, or, you know, we're shameful. You know, there's shame about. So to come to the light, come to the Lord right away. Don't wait. You know, wait for, well, I'll do that next week or next month or whatever. If there's something really that's bothering us, come to the sacrament of confession as soon as one can. So to come to the light. And then acknowledge, you know, for ourselves, to acknowledge this. You know, what are those areas in my life that, well, they're kind of some dark areas, you know, they're kind of, you know what, I really need to, with God's help, work at that, look at that. What about that thing? You know, various things in our lives. So look at those and really, really want the Lord to shine his light in our lives, open up those areas where maybe we're blinded, we don't see. And then when we experience that ourselves, you know, when we know that God is merciful, that we have our difficulties, when other people in our lives, when they maybe are doing things that we look at and like, what are they doing that for? That's wrong, or that's bad, or whatever. We have a greater sense of empathy, compassion with them. You know, it's like if they attack us or say something, or they're off course, it's just like, okay, how do I navigate through this? How do I allow God's grace to work through me, to be an instrument, to touch them and move them out into the light, out of the darkness? How can I do that? How, Lord, how can I show them your love? How can I not condemn them? You know, sometimes when we point things out to somebody, they might think, well, you're condemning me. No, we're not condemning them. We're pointing out what they're doing wrong. That's what God does for us. That's what we want him to do for us. So when we say something to someone else, they might come back and say, well, you're condemning me. You're judging me. No, I'm not judging you. I'm judging your actions. I'm judging your actions. And your actions are saying that you're not doing what God calls us to do. You're not following in the ways of the Lord. That's a good thing for us to do and say. They may not see it. They may be blinded. They may be stuck in this sin. I mean, that's what happens. That's the reality of the human condition. I mean, that's what Jesus is saying. So for us really to be encouraging, really to care and love for that person, you know, that's what Jesus does. You know, it's interesting if you look at the context of this whole thing. The whole thing about Nicodemus and Jesus telling him that unless one is born from above, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. You know that without God's grace, it's really hard to see evil. It's hard to see the truth in a certain sense. Obviously, there's a natural law. But more important, you know, certainly God's grace, we can see more clearly evil. And then Nicodemus, you know, the second point that Jesus said to him is basically when we're baptized, we have that too. We're enlightened. We can see things clear with the grace of baptism, being in union with the church in Christ. And lastly, to listen to the testimony of Jesus, we can understand it more. We can understand the truth in a greater way. So it's connected. So we as those of light really want to allow the Lord really to shine his light on our lives, so those areas where we need growth, but also to help us to allow Jesus to shine through us to touch others so that they can come into the light.